Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. First up, we got wellness check. No, thank you. That's basically all I have to say about the Leafs right now is no, thank you. Quit playing like shit. do you remember what happened? They lost their first game to the Habs. Because why wouldn't they? Did I watch that game? Like, it's not... doesn't feel familiar to me. I know I did, but I don't remember it. William Nylander feels like he's the only Leaf right now. Genuinely, there's only one Leaf, and it's William Nylander. They beat the Capitals again. Barely remember. I know I watch these games, but they're barely here.
I think because I was in the Outer Banks for one of them, I don't remember, but I was not alive while watching these. I'm looking at my tweets. I'm like, why did I tweet that?
That's all it is. But also just why in general at the Leafs. Yeah, they beat the Senators on Saturday too, but like that was also a struggle. And Justin Hall scored the game winner as expected. And then Monday they played the Coyotes and everyone was like, well, one, they're going to lose. Two, Nick Ritchie's going to score and it's going to be assisted by Travis Boyd. So we did not get our Travis Boyd assist. However, we did get the Nick Ritchie goal. It was the first goal. And they played like absolute garbage until, I don't know, just over 10 minutes left in the third period. And they scored two goals in like, I don't know, 30 seconds? Not even? Just below 30 seconds. And then the Coyotes score a few minutes later. And then the Leafs score, but they call it a hand pass on Morgan Riley that Mitch Marner picks up. And then we watch the replay, and yes, Morgan Riley goes for it. He misses it because he looks like he's trying to grab it and put it down. It doesn't change direction. It's almost more like it just hits his hand and falls. But it hits his hand, falls, hits either his stick or Clayton Keller's stick, or maybe both. And then Clayton Keller's skate. And then Mitch Marner picks it up. I don't understand how that is a hand pass. He doesn't direct the puck at all. All he does is, he could have stuck his face up there. Yeah. Would have done the same thing. His elbow. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
The Leafs and calls never make sense.
And I'm not saying the Leafs deserved to win that game because they didn't. They played like absolute garbage. And I'm fully convinced they would have lost in overtime. But the refs have to call the game correctly. And like the situation room has to call the game correctly. Like, that is not a hand pass. And I probably, like, if it was the Coyotes, I would have said the exact same thing. That's not a hand pass. That's a good goal. Like, I don't understand. At all. Also, the best part of this is the Leafs have not beat Arizona at home since 2002.
That's so embarrassing.
It is so embarrassing. I was at one of those games. I was like, I forgot we went to one in 2018, I think, and they lost to Arizona. I think it was shortly after Justin Hall. No, Martin Marincin played. Martin Marincin played. I remember because my dad and I were pissed. We're like, we literally saw the Marlies like last week. Why do we have to see Martin Marincin again? Quit it. But I think it was like right before Justin Hall got called up and like Travis Dermott played more consistently when everybody was injured then. But yeah, mm-hmm. I was just, they're horrible, they being the Leafs. It's so funny. It is. It's genuinely, it's just so funny.
Yeah, I like, you just can't emotionally be like angry.
No.
Fully. Like, you just kind of have to like be like, well, that's the Leafs.
Yeah. Like, them playing like shit in other games, definitely. Them playing like shit against Arizona tracks completely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely makes sense to me. William Nylander has a goal in 3 of the first 4 games this season. Like I said, only Leaf. Only Leaf. John Tavares has 900 points in his career now, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
12th most amongst active NHLers. And he doesn't seem, you know, that old. But I feel like all the old people, or like really old people, are like goalies or defensemen now.
Yeah.
Also, Jake Muzzin got injured yesterday. He basically like took a hit, or like he had, I think, just given away the puck and like spun, and the guy like hit him and it came like up under his chin, so he hurt his neck. So who knows how long he's gonna be out, which is, you know, lovely. They don't play again until Thursday, but still not good.
No.
Also, Matt Murray is injured already. He has played 1 game. Is it just one? It is just one. He didn't play Saturday. It's just 1 game.
Hey, good.
He's out a minimum of 4 weeks with a groin injury. So they recalled Shalgren. At one point during Saturday, they were like, wait, hold on. Shalgren got injured in the Marlies game yesterday. So we're like, oh my god, we're just gonna have Samsonov, and it's gonna be like an emergency backup goalie. But Shalgren's okay. I think he might have started yesterday. I don't remember. I don't know who was in net. I don't know. I wasn't really watching. I was busy.
I don't even know what I was doing yesterday. Not watching.
Exactly. Yeah, so but because they put Murray on LTIR, that's like $3 million in cap. I guess we should have talked about who the roster was. Oh, well. John Tavares played, so Malgin made the team, which means that Nick Robertson had to go down. Basically, that's the moral of the story. So because Matt Murray was put on LTIR, they had enough space to bring up Victor Mete, just basically to have an extra defenseman who's healthy, because I think Liljegren's not too far, but he's still not fully healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nick Robertson, and then also Wayne Simmons, because I forgot that one. Wayne Simmons did not make the team. They put him on waivers. They basically said, we want to do right by the player. If someone wants him, you can have him for basically nothing. Apparently no one's taken any offers, which is kind of interesting, really. Or maybe no one's presented anything that he wants. But I can definitely see there being roster changes this week. Like, obviously if Muzzin can't play Mete then, but I think Malgin hasn't really done much. Like, yes, William Nylander has scored, but it's mostly just been him. He hasn't had a ton of support, and I think at least one of them was a power play goal. So what is Malgin providing? I don't know, but it's not Nick Robertson's shot that he had in the Marlies game that I half watched. I paid more attention to the Marlies stuff.
Oh yeah. Dennis Malgin just haunts my entire existence.
So. He does. He's really trying to make Alex like him, and it's not working.
No. I almost folded, but I was like, nah, gotta stay strong.
Yeah, you gotta do it. You gotta do it.
I'm just the only one.
Yeah, so we'll see what the lineup ends up being, but like I said, I don't think that Mogan has provided a ton, and I think Nick Robertson will be great with William Nylander. He was great when he was playing in the preseason with William Nylander. I don't see them like just taking Mogan out of the lineup, probably push him down and maybe sit Abe Kubel, because he's taken a lot of penalties. But I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. The roster could be the exact same as Monday because they do that and they're stupid.
Yeah.
What else happened with the Leafs? Did anything else happen with the Leafs? Oh, they were exactly $3 cap compliant. Which is very good. Not as good as the Vancouver Canucks, who got exactly cap compliant, $0 difference. But genuinely the second best ever in cap compliance. Brandon Prindham has earned every single dollar he makes and more.
I don't understand how money works.
I don't really either, but Brandon Prindham does. And I understand that he has done his job well. That's all I got. Yeah, so the final cuts from the Leafs roster, because we're going to go backwards in time, was Kyle Clifford, who has been... He kills penalties on the Marlies. He doesn't do that in the NHL. He kills penalties on the Marlies, and it's like an aggressive penalty kill. He's had several chances. Adam Gaudette, Pontus Holmberg, who we expected, Philip Kroll, who we expected, Mete, who we also expected. He's actually not very good at defense. I think he should go back with the Marlies, but there's nowhere else, no one else to call up is the problem for defense.
Oh no.
And Justin Hall has been a fucking mess. Like, ideally Liljegren is ready and can come back and I don't have to look at Muzzin and Hall anymore, because they're killing me genuinely. And then Robertson, Simmons, and William Villeneuve, who we expected for Villeneuve as well. Oh, they signed Zach Aston-Reese. He's been playing. That's it. That's all I got.
He's
been okay, basically. Just okay. I don't know. Nothing really of note. But that's also all of the Leafs. They haven't been of note, except William Nylander. He's the only one.
Oh.
And the thing is, like, he's been backtracking like crazy, too. Like, this man, he's going to get himself traded just because he has such a good value contract. And we're all going to cry about it.
Yeah, but I'm already crying about it.
Exactly. I don't want to say it, but he is going to get himself traded because he has such a good value contract the way he's been playing, and seriously been playing like a two-way player, which he hadn't been previously. He'd been kind of lazy with his back checking, but he's done a lot of good stuff. What else? Anything else? Rodion Amarov is in Toronto, so he's finally actually getting to see the Leafs facilities. He's doing much better after his chemo. And when they had like the opening, like the home opener stuff, they had a couple players on the bench, like Carl Dahlstrom, who's injured, and Timothy Liljegren, and then as well Rodion Amarov, which was really cool to see.
Yeah.
And Fraser Minton, who I was like, who the hell is that kid who looks like a mini Kyle Dubas? I literally reran the TV. I was like, who is that? And no one on Twitter was telling me. And I'm like, fine, I'll do it myself.
Do it myself.
But yeah, he looks like a mini Kyle Dubas. It made me laugh.
He really does. So cute. He's just like, bring your kid to work day.
Yeah. I think that's it for the Leafs, really. They've been kind of shit. That's basically the moral of the story. They've been kind of shit. They got to wake themselves up and be better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Justin Hall is, this is the most hilarious stat. So I told you he scored against the game-winning goal against the Senators, right?
Yes.
He scored 10 career NHL goals. 3 of them are game-winning goals against the Senators.
Oh my God.
Sens killer, Justin Hall.
The only thing Justin Hall is good for, apparently.
Apparently. But yeah, he's been real shit other than that goal. At least on the defense. His offense has looked a little bit more like how he played on the Marlies, but his defense has been garbage, which is not good. We need defensemen to do their jobs.
Yeah.
Like, I understand wanting to join the rush. Actually, that was literally me this weekend. I played my game and I rushed the puck once, and then I like try to back check and I'm like, my legs are dead. I can't do this. I just skated the whole length of the ice. I can't do it again. So, Justin, I know Justin Hall is in better shape than I am. However, it feels like his defense is at par with me right now, which is an insult. It is. I'm getting outskated by ladies old enough to be my mother. Like,
well, there's that.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the Toronto Maple Leafs. They suck. Except William Nylander. And
fair.
Yeah, the Marlies are like mediocre at best. At best.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Fair assessment. Yeah.
But it's fine. I'm still gonna see them whenever I have time. I don't know when that's gonna be, but I will see them at some point. Maybe I have a couple days left that I can take off work. Maybe I'll book one of those afternoon weekday games and just go to one of those. Like, sorry, can't work. Gotta go see my Marlies.
I have more important things to be doing.
Exactly. You don't need me. It's fine. What else? Okay, so what happened this week? The Caps apparently have individual goal songs, and nobody told me what they are, but they did tell me that Dylan Strome yesterday scored his first as a Cap, and his goal song is The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. And you go and look at the lyrics, and this man is so fucking emo. Like, I know the lyrics, but like, hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out or looked down on. Just try your best. Try everything you can. Don't you worry about what they tell themselves when you're away.
Like fire song, but I wouldn't be choosing that as a cold song, my guy.
I mean, it's like pretty fast. It's just, you know, a little sad. You listen to the lyrics and you're like, okay, just take some time. Yeah, like, this man is so fucking emo. I need to know what else is on his playlist. Like, I need, Dylan, I need to know. Drop it. Drop the link. Give me your Spotify.
Yep. Be friends on Spotify.
Yeah, I need to know what you're listening to. You know who did tell us their goal songs, though? The Jets. I'm just going to list them. And you can ask me who the person is if you find the song interesting.
Okay. Because it's going to be every single song.
This is how we do it. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
Who?
Brenda Dillon. He's a defenseman, I think.
The yellow one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sandstorm. Honestly, boring. Adam Lowry.
Yeah.
Boring. Bang the Drum All Day.
Fuck.
Take the World by Storm. I don't think I know that one. Magic in the Air. I have lots of questions about what the hell these songs are.
Like, hold on.
I'm pretty sure I don't know this song.
It gets pretty lit, but I think, does it say who the song's by on there, or is it just the song?
Magic System featuring Shockey. I don't know why this is so small.
That is the song? For me to read. Fire song, whose song is that?
Josh Morrissey.
Friends. Don't know who this
Yeah. Renegade by Styx. Lame. Like, that's just like anything a dad would pick. Like,
yeah.
Just classic rock, you know? Live is Life. Yeah.
Huh?
I think it's in that commercial. Oh, it's in a commercial, I think.
I don't think we get the same commercial.
I don't know. I don't, it's like da 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 da. I don't know. It's I don't think it's a good goal song if that's the song I think it is. Emergency Icona Pop. That's
we love good. Icona Pop.
Yeah. It's out of the normal sphere for hockey.
Who was the genius that took Icona Pop?
David Gustafson? I have never seen this man in my life. I've never heard his name either. He looks like 30. Gustafsson.
Was he a Flame?
I have no idea.
I'm looking it up. I feel like
he looks familiar to me. He could have been a Flame.
I feel like he was a Flame. We're going to find out, though. Never mind. Never mind. I think I was lying to myself. There could have been another Gustafsson. I don't know why he seems so. He was drafted in 2018.
No, this man is 30. That's impossible. He looks 30 years old. It's a tiny picture, but he looks 30 years old.
He's the same. No way. Hold on. Yeah.
What?
He was born in 2000.
This man looks 30 years old.
Oh my God, because it said that he made his Swedish Hockey League debut as a 17-year-old during the 2017-2018 season. And then I scrolled up. His birthday's April 11, 2000.
Oh my God.
I gotta stop looking at it now. You cannot tell me. No, that is not a 20, that is not a 2000, baby.
Exactly.
We're moving on.
Yep. God. Hypnotize, Notorious B.I.G. It's just a song, really. Blake Wheeler is an interesting person for that song, personally, but okay. Money for Nothing, Dire Straits. Interesting choice, Morgan Barron. Yeah, just interesting choice, especially for him. Like, okay. Back in Black, AC/DC, boring.
Yeah, that's boring. Like, lit, but boring.
I'm canceling Mark Scheifele, The Greatest Show from The Greatest Showman. I'm canceling him. Unacceptable.
No. Like, that's... No.
You also, can do they that use it like... for Vegas clips all the time.
Horrid.
Like...
Horrid.
My dad and I heard it on the radio. We have like, the Sirius XM, so we have, like, the Broadway channel, which we listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... We heard it on the radio and my dad was like, this sounds like Panic at the Disco. And I was like, it does sound like a bad Panic at the Disco song. You're right. So I can't like mentally undo that because I didn't like it to begin with. But like after I made that connection, it's been.
He has kids, right?
I think so. I have no idea. I don't know much about this man.
I wonder if he was like, hey, children, want to pick my goal song? And I wonder if they're old enough to be like, yeah, Green Day Show. I'm going to put that in my head so that it's not in my head as Mark Scheifele, him walking into the rink one day and then being like, hey, what do you want your goal song to be? And they're like, oh, Green Day Show. I'm just going to imagine that his children picked it.
That's the only acceptable thing. Bad Leroy Brown. I'm not asking questions. We'll just move on. One Too Many by Luke Combs. All right, Kyle Connor. Just, we get it. We get it. This is what I expected from the Hawkies.
Yep.
Mr. Brightside. Okay, Sam Gagne. I appreciate it. The banger. Mr. Cool. I have no idea what song this is. Honestly, I didn't expect to know too many of these songs. But, okay. Still Dre. No, Logan Stanley. No.
My God.
You're like, yeah, this is a good song. And then you're like, wait a second. You just have to think about hockey players.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, never mind. Pierre-Luc Dubois, Hey Baby. Unoriginal.
Like Pitbull? Or like, hey, baby?
I'm pretty sure it's the second one. It's a DJ Otzi? I don't know. That could be something entirely different.
Listen, now if it was Pitbull, that'd be a different story. Except for I hate
no, that man. Only Mr. No. Worldwide, Mark Giordano, can have a Pitbull song. That's the law.
Shout out, Pitbull.
Mambo Number 5. Very hilarious to me. I actually think all goal songs should be a joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's way funnier. Mambo Number 5 is a perfect choice, personally.
Yes.
And then Booyah from ASAP Ferg, Rebus, and AO remix.
Ride with the Mob. Well, that's the only ASAP Ferg song that I know. The other one, I have no idea what that is.
I don't know. Ask Cole Perfetti.
Some kind of rappy rap, I think. I would assume.
I just genuinely think that all goal songs should be along the lines of Mambo Number 5 or like some other song that's just kind of comedic in general.
Yes. What I think would be really funny is for like the in-house, like whoever does like songs during games, if any of these players get sent, okay, not if, when any of these players get sent to the penalty box just playing their goal song as they're skating to the box.
Yeah, or like they have to pick a goal song, but they have to pick a song of shame too. Yeah. Like, or someone picks a song of shame for them.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
Like Secret Santa on the team, but song of shame.
Yeah. I think someone else had goal songs. Oh yes. The Sabres. All right, we ready for the Sabres?
Yeah.
Maria, I Like It Loud. I don't know who this man is. It's by Scooter, but I do not know who this player is. It's one of the Rasmuses on the Buffalo Sabres. Hypnotize, Notorious B.I.G. Narco, Blaster Jacks, and Timmy Trumpet. I have lots of questions about these.
Timmy Trumpet is so entertaining on TikTok. I don't know why, it just entertains me a lot.
What else have we got? Loud, Tim Hicks, as expected. This is how we do it. Okay, Rasmus Dahlin. All right. It's tricky. It's tricky.
All right.
I mean, it is tricky to score a goal. You're right, Casey Fitzgerald. It is tricky. I do think it would be funnier if he's like a defenseman, or like someone where it's like more difficult to score. Mm-hmm. A goalie. I think that goalies should pick their goal songs too. Like, I want them to have a song queued up just in case.
Mm-hmm. Just on the rare occasion, does happen.
Mm-hmm. Party Till We Die. I love this man's name. Zemgus Girgensons. I love him. For the name.
Honestly, I would get lit. That'd be pretty lit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go Flex. Post Malone.
Me looking up these songs.
Yeah, literally.
Oh. It's from that like orangey album. I don't even know what album this is, but probably what part of the song?
That's the other thing too, right? Like, it's probably part of the chorus. That's what it normally is, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Well,
I actually think this is the funniest column. So we have Post Malone, and then we got Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. And then I Ain't Worried by One Republic.
It's a little too soon to be using that song.
Especially if you're a Buffalo Sabre.
I would be a little worried.
Yeah, you should be worried. I'm going to skip this one for a second and we'll come back to it. Jukebox Hero by Foreigner. At least Foreigner and Motley Crue are like similar-ish.
Yeah.
Till I Collapse, Eminem and Nate Dogg.
That's rude.
And then the last two are the best. We'll start with this one. Gimme, Gimme, Gimme by ABBA.
That's me. Yes. That's me.
Victor Olofsson. He's your best bud now.
Yep.
Honestly, absolute banger. Absolute banger. I think every single team should have Gimme, Gimme, Gimme as their goal song.
Of course. Are you kidding?
I need to be dancing to that every time my team scores.
Every time I like go out, I'm like, I need to hear Gimme, Gimme, Gimme tonight. I manifest it every single night. I go out, I hear Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
It's so good.
I want Gimme, Gimme, Gimme tattooed on me at this point. I love her.
It's so good. The when I saw the Arkells last year, they did a cover of it right at the end, and it was so much fun. Like, so much fun.
Like, anyone could sing Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Exactly.
And, you can sing it to any type of crowd, and everyone gets hype.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm being besties with this person. Me and you, bud. I'm going to a Buffalo game and then I'm gonna go until he scores so I can hear it.
That's a good plan. I like that. And then the absolute best one actually is I'm a Gummy Bear. Labushkin.
You're kidding.
No. Like, I fully expect the Leafs playing the Buffalo Sabres. They're playing like shit. It's tied. There's a few minutes left in the third period. Ilya Labushkin scores. I'm a Gummy Bear starts playing.
Game-winning goal. I'm a Gummy Bear.
Yeah, and you know that, like, the Ilya Labushkin goal is, like, deflected off someone's ass. Like, one of the Leafs' ass because he's a defenseman and, like... Yeah, like, you know how this goal is going in and it's like horrible, but it's still the game winner and then you're tormented by I'm a Gummy Bear.
I
actually think this is psychological warfare on Ilya Labushkin's part. Like, absolutely. Yeah, so that's the best column. Everything else is like basically whatever. but we'll say them anyway. Samba de Janeiro. Wow. Post Malone. Drip Too Hard. I know hockey player drips too hard. I can tell you that.
No.
I think your face says it all with that one.
It's just pain.
Yeah. I Feel Good by 2 Chainz. Party Up, DMX. And then Fishing in the Dark, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, which is a choice.
Honestly?
That's Tage Thompson. And Jeff Skinner is very on brand here. I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston. Like, that's of fair. Course. That makes perfect sense. Also, I forgot he was still in Buffalo Sabre. It's fine. But yeah, very, very, very on brand. And
what if, you know, would make the Party Up song better? If it was the, not Party Up DMX, but Party Up. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called, from Starstruck, the movie, the DCOM.
Yeah.
The end. It is by Stubby.
I think all of them should have DCOM. Yes. Maybe we'll do that. I think we talked about like picking different themes for goal songs. We should do DCOMs next week. We'll together a list of DCOM songs and assign them to some players or some teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like none of them are going to deserve any of the songs, though. Like, or every single one, we could be like, this is Willie Nylander vibes. Every single one.
Listen, Willie Nylander in DCOMs?
He just has DCOM energy, you're right.
I already know what I'm going to say for Anaheim Ducks, though. So I'll save that for next week.
Exactly. We shouldn't have started with all the fun stuff. Oh, well. Men's hockey, what's going on? I have so many women's hockey things in here, not so many, but like a fair amount.
The more important matters here,
it truly is. But let's talk about a few men's hockey things before we continue on to the more important things. Nick Kypreos said, like, I don't know, 12 days ago, 14 days ago, that there are some real rumblings about the boys not being happy down there in Arizona. Like really upsetting, even worse than they were expecting, which it's really funny to me.
What did you expect?
Very good question. What did they expect? I also, have they had a home game yet? I don't think they've had a home game yet. So I would like to watch their first home game just because I want to be nosy and see the arena.
Same. I actually want to look when it is. How are they like fitting? Just I guess they do like show it on ESPN, like show ASU on ESPN. Look at that. I opened this up and it's Mason Marchman's face. Thank you, NHL app. I needed that.
Friday, October 28th. Ooh. Oh,
so far.
You know why? Is because it's probably not quite ready yet, or the university team needs it because it's theirs first, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yikes.
And I feel like at this point in the year, if I'm remembering my college hockey right, if I'm not, call me out, but at this part of the year, I feel like college hockey, you mostly play like
nearby.
The majority of your games are like local.
Mm. That would kind of make sense, just like based on where it is in a semester.
Because like they do their really far traveling over winter break.
Yeah, usually. Which makes sense. Yeah. That's so funny. They're not home for like the entire month of October. I guess we'll have to watch the Arizona Coyotes in their home opener just to make fun of them.
Oh yeah, no other reason.
Okay. Andre Kasha legitimately cannot catch a break. He I don't know if I've heard anything else since, but 4 days ago, after I think their first game or their second game, he had to return to Raleigh to be evaluated for a possible concussion. He has such a history of concussions, like this poor man.
That's so sad.
It is. Yeah. What else? Patrick Laine also injured, out 3 to 4 weeks with an elbow sprain.
It's crazy how many people are getting injured. Like, I can never remember from, like, past years if this is, like, normal. Usually, like, the beginning of the season is just so far out of my brain by the time the next season rolls around.
No memory of it at all.
It just seems like a whole lot of people are getting hurt.
Mm-hmm. The Canucks traded Jason Dickinson and a second round draft pick for Riley Stillman from Chicago. So Jason Dickinson is now in Chicago, which is bad news for everybody. Personally, at least, I think it's bad news for everybody. I thought he was a pretty well-liked player. Yeah. What else happened? Mackenzie Weegar signed an 8-year extension with the Flames, $6.25 million. Jason Robertson signed a 4-year contract extension, $7.75 million. Actually, you know what? The Leafs play Dallas on Thursday. I'm pretty sure they said that Nick was going to be in against his brother. So there will be roster changes. Who will come out? I don't know. But maybe Mitch Marner will play D and technically nobody comes out. Jake Muzzin. I don't know. Okay. One last thing, which is, you know, shitty. Paul Bissonnette literally said on TV that the reason the NHL has a female viewership is because the players are attractive. It doesn't matter whether or not he was joking. It's still not a good thing to say, and forces people to be like, no, I don't watch hockey because the players are attractive. Like, you can't even see their faces, whatever. But, like, even if you do watch because you find the players attractive, that's still you're still watching hockey.
Exactly. And also, like, even if it was a joke, and this is where I get, like, angry at things that are joked. Like, it's a joke, but, like, definitely not something you should be joking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it's not, like, that bad, quote-unquote bad, like, you joking about it is opening up a space for more people to be seriously saying it.
Especially with the people he's associated with Barstool, right? Like,
think of all of the, like, the main viewership of those specific people are the type of people to say those things.
Exactly.
Not saying everybody is, but the main viewership.
Exactly. Is
definitely the type of people to say that in a serious way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's take away the, I don't even know, the, I don't even know what to call it. The, not stigma? Is that the right word? I don't know. Behind being, like, a female viewer. Like, not stigma.
Yeah.
I can't think of the word right now.
Well, it kind of is a stigma because this sport literally gives zero shits about women, especially this league. But, like, yeah. It's stupid. And, like, you literally see that in people's mentions all the time. Like, someone has a tweet blow up being funny, and there are comments in their mentions where someone will go back and find a thing where they'll be like, oh, this was so hot. Like, some, like, fucking baghead
made my tweets.
Yeah.
I retweeted it. I felt so famous. I was like,
made this deranged video, though, of Like, because obviously, like, women and basically, like, people were complaining that Paul Bissonnette said this, and then he made this deranged video of just screenshots of tweets of women saying that basically that was so hot, or whoever is so hot. And the thing is, so many of those were jokes, or like, that was a hot play. Like, I say yes. that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Who were yours? Yours was like Pierre Engvall.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I think I said Pierre Engvall is so hot to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what was my other one about?
It was probably Willie. I think it was Willie, right?
I was about to say, I think it's Willie.
Yeah.
Which, like, fair. But also, this is very much just about to say. Think of how many players are in this league overall, just in the NHL, not counting like AHL or anything else, just in the NHL alone. Think of how many players. There are bound to be at least a couple of attractive people.
Exactly. That's just math.
I'm allowed to say it, god damn it.
Exactly. And also, like, we're all joking about it too. Like, when you say, like, I can't remember who I've seen, like, but like, a lot of the a little bit younger people than us are like, oh, so and so is my baby girl, right? Like, that's a joke. But these dumbass men don't get it.
It's just so real. Also, it's not like I am sitting here calling a player hot while simultaneously like making up this whole scenario, like, oh, I'm gonna marry them, da da da, planning out my whole life. Like, no, yeah. I can look at someone and be like, oh, they're attractive.
And exactly.
Not be delusional about it.
I want to know if these men's heads would explode if they knew about the fan fiction and how much of it is not self-insert or reader X player. Like, like, would your head explode? I feel like it would.
Probably.
The other, like, honestly, everyone was so funny with that video. Like, I can't believe there were zero Liz tweets in there. Liz always has the most, like, the best horny tweets about the hockey players. Come on, man. Like, this is an easy mark. And she basically said the same thing. And, like, I tweeted, like, why are there none of my horny tweets about the women's hockey players? I do that all the time. Where are those?
Question. Back.
Like, where are all my tweets about Hillary Knight? Where are they?
You can't pick one without the other.
Like, exactly.
You can't, like, this can't be a one-sided.
Yeah. Come on. Just so stupid. Men are stupid is the moral of this story.
to reiterate again.
Yeah, just to reiterate it. the NHL released this like 15 tweet thread today about their first ever diversity report. I'm terrified to look at the details of this. But some things that I noticed were that they say 23 clubs have entered or are about to enter into new business partnerships or relationships with minority owned or female owned businesses. That's not a brag. That's not a brag at all. That's embarrassing. No. And then they go on to say 27 clubs have established or are establishing an organizational diversity and inclusiveness council, working group, or advisory board. They should all have that.
Like, are we supposed to be applauding this?
Yeah, like, that's not good.
That's some, like, bare minimum bars on the ground, past the floor, like.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, the other thing is they're grouping all the other, in quotation marks, together. So they're like, if you're not a white, cis, straight man, we're supporting you. Don't worry. Like, this one literally says, 32 clubs have launched or are launching community hockey programs focused on BIPOC, LGBTQ+, women and girls, and or people with disabilities.
So every other person on this planet except for the men that already are there.
Exactly. Like, and you know that probably 90% of them are just girls' hockey programs. You like, it's the easiest thing to do, and it's the quickest adjacent to your current demographic. Based on their like marketing and shit, like so bad. Someone else pulled from the report. I think I pulled from the report. I think this is people working across the NHL and the clubs, how they identify, like what their sexuality is as how they identify. So 93.14% straight heterosexual. Genuinely as expected.
Yeah.
Nothing else to say about that. But the worst part is bisexual 1.52%, gay 1.12%, lesbian 0.81%, other including queer, asexual, pansexual 0.4%. And then prefer not to answer is 3%, which is more than all of the actual LGBTQ plus identities. That's horrible.
What?
Like, horrible.
Oh my God.
And like, even if you just think about as a comparison, women's hockey is so queer, even though it is still very white. It is so queer. Like, it's so, the NHL is so embarrassing. Like, it's so bad. Don't want to go look at any further statistics, because we know that the number of women is so low, the number of people of color, the number of women of color especially is, I am fairly confident there's like 3 maximum. That's horrible. And like, they always parade around Kim Davis, who's their like VP of like marketing and stuff. I don't know. I don't think it's marketing. But like, she encompasses that group, like the diversity and equity and inclusion and stuff as well, under whatever her heading is. But they parade her around all the time. She is one person in a big organization, plus the 32 hockey clubs.
It's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
So sad. Like, oh my God.
It's horrible. Like, I can't do that. No.
Mm-mm.
I hope they understand how embarrassing that is. Because, like, I don't know if all the other sports are like this, but I genuinely think the NHL is probably the worst of, like, the major North American sports, even if including, like, soccer, like MLS. I think they're significantly worse because, well, first of all, most of the other leagues are racially diverse to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, many of them have included women for much longer than the NHL. Like, yikes.
Mm.
Also, they have like out queer players in almost all of the other leagues. All of them, I think. I don't know about baseball, but I'm pretty sure there's football players. There's definitely soccer players. Like, basketball. I think there's, I don't know about basketball either, but still, like, bad.
Yeah.
Bad. Generally so embarrassing to be a hockey fan sometimes. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's fine. Well, we're doing our own little part. You do your part. Come on. We'll get it. We'll get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to better hockey, women's hockey. The PHF specifically Montreal Force, has hired the first director of analytics in their history, which is really exciting. Because, like, women's hockey so underutilizes that stuff, and they don't really have as much access to it. So the people who are doing it, like, for fun and because it's interesting to them are getting hired. Like, the person who was hired is at Hunter of Stats on Twitter. So, like, if you followed them for a while, you would know that they've done PHF data. They did CWHL and WHL. Like, they have put in a lot of work with women's hockey data and analyzing it and understanding who's successful and what areas people can improve and stuff. And it's just really exciting to see. And I think all of the teams need to have that. And there's lots of people who should and could be hired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really understand stats, but I vaguely understand what they're saying when I look at them sometimes. Until they did some of them post their code and I'm like, please keep this R away from me. I'm scarred from it already. I only learned how to do linear algebra in R, and I don't like linear algebra. I literally have a math degree. It's fine. I don't understand stats. It is what it is. I don't
know math at all. No math is.
That's fair. I think I could understand stats. I just haven't had enough time to sit down and digest and understand stats. I could do it. I could. Need some more time in my life, but I could do it. And motivation to actually do math, because I have, like, negative motivation right now.
Fair.
I'm still, like, scarred from university. It's fine. let me see. If we had any other PHF news. Oh, yes. Sammy Joe Small announced that the Toronto Six's home opener will be free, which is very exciting. Thanks to their sponsor, Athleta. So you have to reserve a ticket, but you don't have to pay for it. I can't remember when their home opener is. I believe it's, like, really soon. It could be this weekend. Load. What is my dad? I think my dad's singing along to something. It's very loud.
Me too.
He knows what I'm doing, though. So, like, I feel like he should know to not be as loud. Okay, their home opener is November 5th. I didn't think that was so far away. I honestly thought it was sooner. They're still doing preseason games, though. That's probably what it is. So, yeah, if you're around November 5th, go see the Toronto Six.
There's literally no reason not to.
Exactly. I keep thinking that date's familiar, but I don't think I actually... I think this is the one weekend in November I don't have anything. So, well, other than hockey. But, you know, like, I don't have other things.
Yeah.
So, maybe I'll do that again. Need my hockey schedule. I only have October right now, so I'm, like, limited planning. It's stressing me out. What else? Nora Rattu announced her retirement from the national team. So I believe she's still going to try and play in, I think it was Sweden she signed a contract with. Her book was published a few days ago. So if you want to read her book, that's very exciting. I forgot about that and I don't know if I can get it here, but I will be looking. So she said that she wasn't selected for the 2018. That can't be right. 2022 Olympics. Because the other coaches, other than the head coach, didn't want her on the team. The head coach didn't want her on the team, but the other coaches all wanted her, which I don't understand why you would want her. She is genuinely one of the best goalies in the world.
Yeah, like, that makes no sense.
Exactly, and she is the best goalie in women's hockey right now. Even, like, not playing for 2 years, she is the best goalie in women's hockey.
Mm-hmm.
No one's proved otherwise at this point. I don't think anyone's been anywhere near as solid as she has. And so she explained a few more details about that in her Instagram. But yeah, so I guess she will not be playing for the national team anymore, which really sucks for Finland because they really struggled at this year's Worlds, like badly, to the point where I think they got relegated, not relegated, but like to the group B, which is the first time that's ever happened to them. They've been in the group A the whole time. And they were just like not good. They seemed like, obviously it's a pretty young team, but it's also, you struggle without having that solid goaltender behind you. I'm not saying any of the other goaltenders are bad, but legitimately this woman, like Noratu, is one of the best goalies in the entire world. So yeah, be very disappointing not to see her playing national teams anymore. The Oakville Hornets, which is a local-ish GTA Girls Hockey Association, brought on Brianne Jenner as their director of coaching and player development, which is really exciting. She's been doing camps around here for a long time and out of Oakville, and just like any organization who's able to bring in someone of that caliber is lucky. And Oakville's also always had like really good teams. Their double A team has been one of the best in Ontario, and lots of people get recruited from there. And then the PWHPA, they just played their first Dream Gap Tour last weekend in Montreal. I caught a couple of those games. They were pretty good and they were pretty even, which I think was, that was the goal for this season with the way they structured the rosters. And it was really interesting to see the different mixes of players playing together. It was a little bit messy, but none of them had really played together before, so it made perfect sense. And I think they'll clean up as they do more and more. They also announced that they'll have another stop in Pittsburgh after their stop in Truro, Nova Scotia. CBC is streaming all of the games, so you can watch them. Anybody in the world can watch them. So watch your women's hockey. Attend your women's hockey games. I'm impatiently awaiting for the Toronto Dream Gap Tour stop. Gonna see if I can get all my little 9-10-year-olds to go with me, which you think is fun, and then you remember that 9-10-year-olds don't actually sit and watch a hockey game. Because 2 years ago, 2020, like mid-February 2020, there was a game in Oakville when we were doing a tournament, and a few of the girls went, and my friend and I were there too, and we were like sitting with them, but they weren't watching the game at all. We'd be like, because they're from Waterloo, we'd poke them and be like, oh look, it's Lauren Gable, she's from Waterloo, and they'd cheer. And that was it. It was very funny.
That's so funny.
They're too preoccupied. You have to get them snacks, so they're running around. Yeah, but still, it's good for them to see that. Whatever parts they see, it's good for them to see it. And obviously, selfishly, I want to go. I need to see. I would like to maximize my women's hockey watching. Thank you. I think that's it. You have anything else? Oh, wait, we were going to rank teams.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that. I guess we got to talk about men's hockey again. Okay. Best in the Atlantic. Best team in the Atlantic. Do you need to remember who's in the Atlantic?
Yeah, I have it pulled up.
Okay, good.
I have it all sorted by division.
Good. So did I say best? I said best, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say Florida.
Yeah.
Only because I recently remembered Matthew Tkachuk was on the team, because I had forgotten that he wasn't when I was watching the Battle of Alberta on Saturday. Where is he?
I am surprised, going back to that like Baghead tweet, I'm surprised none of my tweets on Matthew Tkachuk made it.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing any Matthew Tkachuk, and I know lots of people have wild tweets about him.
Like, A man through and through. Anyways, but yeah, Florida.
I think he picked people he thinks are attractive. The tweets about people that he thinks are attractive. Mm. Personally, that's what I think happened. Because I would say they're mostly the more conventionally attractive hockey players that he picked. I think because the less conventionally attractive ones don't prove your hypothesis.
Mm-hmm. Fact.
Who are we saying? For the top Florida. Of Florida? Worst? I want to say Buffalo.
Yeah, I was between them and Ottawa, but for shits and gigs, I want to say Buffalo because I think it's funny.
I think it's funny, too. the Metro.
Metro, I want it to be Rangers.
I'd be content with Rangers. I'd be content with that. Worst? I'm looking at these teams and like, there's lots of options here.
Yeah. Stay Columbus. Freaking hate Columbus.
Yeah. Columbus, fuck you. You'd be the worst in the division. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
The West.
Calgary.
I said the West. I meant the West. Central.
Right, going to the Pacific, Central. The Central. Okay. First, they have it in like a. Why do I have it in this order? On because I'm on like the divisions in standings right now. The NHL app, and it goes Atlantic, Metro, and then Pacific, and then Central.
That doesn't make sense. We're not moving through the countries. Like we're going west.
Yes.
We should hit the Central down. Next.
Oh, well. I'm going to go. I think in the Central, I want Dallas because of Mason Marchment.
That's fair. That's fair. I unfortunately think it's gonna still going to be Colorado.
Yeah. Realistically, that in my heart, Mason Marchment in green.
Worst. Also, some good contenders here. Arizona and Chicago, toss up, really.
Yeah.
But also the fact that Minnesota is 3-0 right now, or sorry, 0-3 right now, very funny.
Oh my god.
It's less funny when I remember that Marc-Andre Fleury is one of my fantasy goalies, but it's okay.
Yeah, I haven't been paying attention to fantasy. All I know is that I've lost. That's I get fair. Emails saying you lost, and I said,
"Oh well." As expected.
I think I want. Okay, this is in my perfect world. From, like, 8th would be Chicago, 7th in the division would be Arizona. Just because I think it would be funny for Chicago to be beat by Arizona.
That is funny. I like that. I think that's good. Okay. Pacific.
Calgary number one. Love you. Love you, Flames.
I mean, I can't really disagree with that, to be honest. I don't trust Vegas's goalie situation.
No.
Yeah. I'll go with Calgary. I'm down for that. Worst? All again, some good options here. I like that Seattle right now is smack dab in the middle of the division. I think that's really funny. I do think they will end up much lower, but it is what it is. Edmonton, though, hilarious. They literally, so we like turned on the Battle of Alberta. It was already, the Flames already had a goal. It was like 2 minutes in. It was 3-1, 5 minutes in for the Flames.
I love that.
Jack Campbell was pulled. No, wait. They scored another goal. And then Jack Campbell was pulled. It was a fucking mess. And then it ended 4-3. Like, boring. But I had gone to bed by then. But still, it was just like, oh, so like we said, Jack Campbell needs stronger defense than Tyson Barrie and Cody Ceci? Who would have thought?
Yeah, Calgary won. Edmonton last.
Yeah, I don't know that they'll be last because Vancouver sucks and so does San Jose. And so San Jose kind of sucks and is a little old, I think.
I can't name a single player on San Jose.
So. My brain keeps thinking the Jumbo's on San Jose, and that's wrong. I don't even know if he's playing this season, but I don't think he's on San Jose.
I feel like I can picture one of their faces, but I don't know if it's one of their faces or multiple of their faces mashed together.
Logan Couture.
That's a name.
It is a name. And Timo Meier. That's it. That's the end of my list.
Yep.
Vode. Is he playing this season? No. Jumbo Joe is not playing. I don't think. I don't know if he retired, though. Like, retired? Question mark?
He'll just play when he feels like it.
I don't think he actually retired.
No.
So.
Doesn't ring a bell.
He was practicing in San Jose? This man's like 43 years old. Oh my goodness. Oh well. Anyway, he's not in San Jose though. I don't think he signed a contract there. That's all I know. Anyway, I think San Jose could be really bad. I think Vancouver's relatively bad, but I love Travis Dermott, so I don't want them to be last in the division. Let's go with, I'm gonna go with San Jose.
Yeah. Realistic. San Jose.
Who's gonna get the most goals? Is that the Hart? That's not the Hart. That's the Ted Lindsay. Nope, that's not it either. The Rocket. I'll get there. I know trophy names. It's fine.
But the most goals, William Nylander.
Right now, it's looking like, actually, I don't know who has the most goals right now. It's just stats. Nino Niederreiter. There's like five of them. Nino Niederreiter, Steven Stamkos, Mika Zibanejad, Adrian Kempe, Connor McDavid, and Valerie Nichushkin. Okay. Noted. William Nylander is tied for second with several people, including Nick Ritchie. And Mason Marchment.
Thank God. Realistically, I think
Austin Matthews. How many is he going to score? Is he going to hit 70?
I think he's going to hit 70.
I think he could do it. Stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Don't play like shit. Easy.
Yeah.
Who's going to have the most points?
So many people.
Unfortunately, I think it's going to be Connor McDavid. Just because he's going to have to do it all himself again.
That seems like a safe bet.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's it. We don't need to predict anything else. Everything else is just, it is what it is. Happens. Can you ask me Rookie of the Year? Because I have no idea who the fucking rookies are. Like, no.
Absolutely not. You think I know anyone's name? I barely know who's on the Leafs.
Yeah, that's true. I'm still like struggling with numbers. Like my dad was like, "Who's not?" He asked me about like I don't know a number that was not anybody's number. I was like, "I don't think that's anyone." Like I don't. And I'm like googling, looking at their numbers. I'm like, "No, that's not one of them." I don't know what number you thought you saw. I'll get them eventually, but it's far too early. You're lucky had some reasonable predictions from us right now for anything.
For real.
For real. Yeah. That's everything? I think so.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for this week. You can follow us on Twitter at For Puck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Puck's Sake Podcast, TikTok at For Puck's Sake Pod, and Tumblr at For Puck's Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye.